That is not true. And that is an old tired song from Amnesty International. We are following human rights. The people in Kingwezi were put into a refugee camp after they went through the misfortune of flooding of the Tokwe Coast Basin. Government had an obligation to get them proper land where they could settle. After government had secured some land for my people, because I come from that area also, some of them who were mischievous refused to go, and there are very few who refused to go. And these are the people here saying their rights have been violated. They are violating their own rights by deciding to stay in a refugee camp called Kingwezi instead of going to permanent home secured by government.
But why is it reports that are constantly coming out accusing Harare of human rights abuses?
Amnesty International has always taken a stance against us from the time we took land from the white commercial farmers and distributed it amongst our people. So it's an old, tired song. We know they are being sponsored by the British who are refusing to take their colonial obligations more seriously. They know that they agreed with our country, that they were going to finance land reform. They abrogated that agreement. Instead of Amnesty International, instead of them aligning us as abusers of human rights, they should go to the British and tell them to comply with their contractual obligations.